Don't sleep well? Choose. Eat your cake or choose to have it. Sleeping. They say you are supposed to sleep 7 to 8 hours. But when I muscle test how much you sleep, even if you were in bed and in the dark, you only slept 5 hours. Why? Because 3 hours of those 8 you were not really sleeping, you were in a daze. And your daze state is not conducive to real rest, to restoration, to rejuvenation, because it is a troubled daze state. What troubles you? Nearly everything. But most importantly, you are troubled about yourself. The spirit, the soul bother your sleep. They try to awaken you to the fact that you are on the wrong path. That you are becoming not human. That you are giving up your right to self-determination, to free will, to everything that made you human. All that would make you human. So you are subsisting on 5 hours of actual sleep. And no wonder even the remnants of intelligence are not available to you then. So what is there to do? Surprisingly, you can take responsibility for your choice of having chosen to give up being human. Can you do it? Musseltist says not really, but it would settle down the spirit, settle down the soul, because if you chose your path, then it is okay. Why can't you take responsibility? The answer will probably surprise you. You think you can to eat your cake and have it too. Just another illusion, delusion, mirage, that you can believe is possible, given that you don't look in reality and you cannot think. You can choose to be human with all the burden that being human means. The need to make choices, to work, to grow, to feel good, to do what works. Instead of hoping that some good idea, some activator, some remedy will save you from having to do what works. Or you can choose to live in the matrix where nothing is real, and take full responsibility that you chose to live there. That you chose to give up your right to expect what doing what works would give you, feeling good about yourself, fulfillment, joy, etc. Or, as most people do, avoid choosing. Limbo. But whatever you choose has its consequences. What calms down the soul, what calms down the spirit is that you choose. Whichever choosing option, by the way. Avoidance is not a choice. I occasionally have to choose what is less than ideal. Right now I need to choose to accept that you are beyond my reach. Beyond where what I can do would turn the tide back. When, before I choose, I grapple to make my choices authentically my choice. So before I choose, until I choose I have the same issue, I am in bed for 8 hours, but have real sleep for only 5 hours. But the moment I choose, authentically choose, the insides calm down, and I get as much sleep as the clock says I get. 7.5 hours. Life is full of choices. We are asked to choose about 20 times a day. You either see that you are choosing, or you don't. When you don't see it, you just go along with the tide. Do what you have always done. Having the same exact results. It doesn't feel like you are choosing, but you are. About 20 times a day. Choose what to eat, when to eat, when to stop. Choose to rest, to work, to read, to watch TV, to sulk, to listen, to justify, to be right, to blame, to explain, to keep on going or to stop. Responsibility is in essence choosing the consequences of your choices. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Responsibility is your access to power, because unless you choose the consequences, you won't see an option next time to choose the same, or to choose different. I have chosen to live a hard life. To team up with soul and spirit to bug you if we need to. Bug you until you make a choice. Once you make a choice, we can stop bugging you. You have chosen. Lots of formerly higher vibration people I have been observing, have chosen. Elon Musk has chosen. Has chosen to surrender. His vibration has dropped to 90. I just muscle tested the 25 richest Americans. Except for 6 of them, they all have chosen. Chosen to give up their power to the industrial / military oligarchy. The real power, the only power. Their vibration has dropped, but their sleep is undisturbed by the soul and the spirit. You just have to authentically choose. You choose, not some reason. Not some benefit. Not some idea. And not because you have to. Not to please anyone. No, when you choose, authentically, you are choosing. Of course, out of the 20 daily choices, I guess, you have an authentic choice, for no reason, about 0 times. You eat what you eat because. Your because is personal, but if there is a because, it is not a choice. You didn't choose, the because chose. I just had oatmeal porridge. I don't know if I like it, so it wasn't my liking that chose oatmeal. It wasn't because it's cheap. It wasn't because it is supposedly good for me. I chose it because I chose it. I just looked if I want more. Given that I made more than what I have eaten. Normally I would eat more. This time I muscle tested and muscle test said no. I chose to listen to muscle test, but I didn't choose not to eat more. So you see, no matter where on the vibrational scale you are, you either choose or you don't. The higher you are, the more often you choose. Authentically and consciously. One of the problems with choosing is the time factor. Quick choice indicates that you didn't really choose. That you allowed something else to choose for you. I allowed source, the muscle testing, to choose for me. Had I given myself an opportunity to choose authentically and consciously, I would have thought through all the consequences of eating more. That I'll have a stomachache if I eat more. That I'll hate myself. That on the other hand it feels good to eat the comfort food, and with butter it even tastes decent. It wasn't a choice. I am doing this deliberation only now, after I have allowed muscle testing to choose for me. I allow muscle testing to choose for me about 1/3 of the choice situations. By the way, if you want peace and quiet, you'll need to choose. Then you'll be able to sleep while you are supposedly sleeping. And while you are working on making that choice, take your time, my sleep rescue remedy will help you sleep a little more. The sleep rescue is made with the heaven on earth energies, 44, and lessen the blow of the emotions the soul and the spirit will make you feel. So you can actually sleep more while you are supposedly sleeping. You can make your own by infusing the whole audio into your tea, water, and drink it either all day, or just before you go to bed. Your vibration is likely too low for the audio to work directly on you, as an audio. But when it is infused and consumed, it works on nearly every vibrational levels. You can order the remedy, or you can order the whole audio. Get your sleep rescue remedy.